Hello and good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. Today is January 6, 2017, and I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. This morning, I welcome you to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. We are tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes, Monday through Friday, so you can get to work. You can learn more about me and my ministry, upcoming events, and all the things that you need to know, as well as access the law office from my website, and that is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Today's focus is you ain't seen your best days yet. You ain't seen your best days yet. And our scripture comes from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 9. While you are getting your word ready, I want to make sure that everyone is aware that my law office will be conducting a training for church leaders, ministers, entitled Protect Your Right to Preach the Word. Protect your right to preach the word. Don't surrender your right to exercise your religion, especially in your own houses of faith. This will be a training coming up in February, but enrollment is open now on my website. They will be able to tune in from anywhere, online, via phone, and I've made it very economical. It's only $99, so I will be showing church leaders how to merge the intersection of law and faith, and I'll take their live questions as well. So again, that is only $99. The deadline to enroll is January 31st. I have to have enough time to get the downloadable materials to you prior to the training. So for all of those church leaders and ministry leaders who are listening to this broadcast, please enroll. And for all of you who are not a church leader or ministry leader, please tell your church leaders about it. As you know, church law and general counsel for churches are two of my law office's practice areas. So I definitely want to make sure that churches are informed on the fact that you do have the right to exercise your religion, your faith, especially in your own houses of God. So we're going to talk about the top 10 tips of things that you need to know. Again, that website is feeldfire.com. Enrollment is open now. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the word of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. And I am reading from the KJV. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. I want you to repeat after me, knowing that all lines are muted and no one else can hear you. That includes me. But wherever you are this morning, I want you to say, I have not seen my best days yet. I want you to feel that thing. I have not seen my best days yet. Now I want you to say, I ain't seen. And I know that's incorrect English, but sometimes when you just really feel a thing, you say it however you feel it. And that's how I feel it this morning. I ain't seen my best days yet. In this word in 1 Corinthians, we see here the encouragement of the sovereignty of God, that he has the ability to do things in our lives that we really cannot see, hear, nor comprehend, because that is how powerful God is. So this word said, your eyes haven't even seen, and your ears, out of all of the things that they've already heard, still have not heard yet. In your heart, out of all of the visions and dreams and plans that it has conceptualized for you, still has not even touched on the edge or the cusp. It hasn't even crossed that bright line of what God has established for those who love him. This is an encouragement for us today, because although we are wrapping up the first week of the end of the first week in 2017, some of us have already lost that desire, that enthusiasm, that excitement that we experienced at 12 a.m. on January 1st, 2017. Because life never stops happening. It never stops throwing curveballs. It never stops throwing up hurdles. We never stop facing obstacles. And so it's always amazing that people are doing that countdown on December 31st. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Woo! And for those of us who are in church or wherever you may be, you're shouting and you're praising God, the confetti begins to rain down. And not even just for those in church, wherever you are, you feel a rejuvenation, a second wind, because you begin to proclaim and exclaim that this year will be better than the prior year. Well, the irony of that is that we do this every year. So I always begin to wonder, when do we get to the point where we're not waiting for the next year? And we're not always saying that the prior year was the worst year. When do we get to the point where we're actually consistently moving toward our best days? That it doesn't only happen on January 1st. And so as I was talking and meditating in my spirit yesterday, those are the words that I heard. You ain't seen your best days yet, but you're on your way. And then I even heard, you ain't seen your best days yet, but better start it today. And that just did something to me. I ain't seen my best days yet. Why? Because every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before, because I don't even have the ability to envision the best that he has for me. But I am on my way. I haven't arrived at the best days yet, but better start it today. That was so encouraging to me, because it meant that I don't have to wait until a particular year, until a particular time, to begin to believe that that's the only time that God is going to rain down the beginning of blessings on me. So you don't have to wait until a particular year or until a particular time to believe that that is the only time that God will rain down the beginning of the better days leading to the best days of your life. Your better started today, and it's leading you to your best. You don't have to type amen on a Facebook post. You don't have to share a Facebook post. You don't have to say, well, if I say God bless me 1,000 times. No, God already has best and better and good prepared for those who love him. And even the greater thing is that he causes his son to rise on the just as well as the unjust. So even for those who may not be as dedicated, or even when we have fallen short, we have missed the mark, we have sinned, God still has better and best prepared and in store. We just got to believe him. We got to move forward in faith. We got to put the works in application to our faith, because it's already there. It's just like having a bank account or like having an inheritance. Well, whether you go get it or not, it's there for you. But unless you will implement the steps of getting in your vehicle or getting on your bicycle or getting on the bus to go to the bank or go to the ATM or transfer the money online, well, you won't receive it. It's not that the money isn't there. It's that you won't go do what you need to do to get it. Or if someone has left you an inheritance, well, if you won't initiate the process probate-wise to be able to receive it, it doesn't mean that the inheritance is not there. It just meant that you won't do what you need to receive it. So God has already prepared for you things beyond your wildest imaginations, blessings beyond your wildest dreams, victory and healing, success. God has already prepared it. You just got to do what you need to do to go get it. You got to want it enough to go get it, because the word said your eyes haven't even seen it. It's like when you go on a vacation to, you know, a place you've never been, or you travel out of the country, or you go to a national park or something that you've never seen. And you know how you stand there and your eyes are just open so wide, or you're looking at the Statue of Liberty. You're going, wow. I'm sorry I said statute. I almost went into my law profession. I'm sorry. But you're seeing this and it's just so amazing. Well, it didn't just show up when you arrived. It's been there. But your eyes hadn't seen it because you didn't do the things to go get it. So God has the best days in store for you. And you are on your way. You ain't seen your best days yet, but your better has started today. Let's get ready and go into prayer. Begin to thank the Lord wherever you are, remembering that your lines are on mute. Dear Lord, we thank you, God. We magnify you. Lord, we honor you. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are I am that I am. You are our shield, our buckler, our strong tower. Whew, we come in the name of Jesus, honoring you and asking the forgiveness of every sin. Lord, we come asking forgiveness for failing to realize, failing to remember that you have prepared for us the best days. We just have not done everything that we need to do to access them. And Lord, if we're living our best life, that you have an even better best life. If we're living a good life, you have a better best life. If we're living a poor life, you have a better best life. No matter where we are at this specific time and place and space in our lives, you have better and best for us. So, Father, help us to live each day within the realm of our best days. Help us to start today within the realm of the journey to our better days, which leads to our best days. And help us to encourage those around us to better and best days, whether it be our family, our friends, our foes, our coworkers. Help us to be a light that we edify, inspire, that even when we rebuke, that it reprimands and leads people to better and best. And Father, we will forever give your name the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you just to praise the Lord and say, Lord, I'm on my way to my best days. Repeat after me. Lord, I am on my way to my best days. Now say, I ain't seen my best days yet, but I am on my way. Then say, I ain't seen my best days yet, but my better started today. Come on and exhort the Lord. Praise God wherever you are. I'm going to give you the final announcement, and then I'll give you your task for today. Remember, this is only supposed to be 15 minutes, but I felt that thing, so I'm going to try to wrap it up. For those who are new to the broadcast, I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. This is the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. We tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. It's only 15 minutes, and you can learn more on my website at feelthefire.com. That includes about me, the call-in number of 323-870-4180. You can also tune in online from the website. This is a live broadcast, and that is feelthefire.com. Additionally, my law office is hosting a seminar entitled Protect Your Right to Preach the Word. Protect your right to preach the word. Don't surrender your right to exercise your freedom of religion, especially in your household of faith. This will be on two dates, Saturday, February the 11th, and Wednesday, the following February. The times and dates are on the website, but it's 10 a.m. until 12 noon. It is hosted by Rossi Williams Law Group. I will do teaching on the intersection of law and faith, showing you how to merge your faith and comply with the law, but to exercise your First Amendment right to the freedom of religion. Representing churches and general counsel for churches is one of my practice areas. Additionally, I will take your live questions, so I'll give you the top 10 tips. I've made this very economical. It's $99. You can attend from anywhere. You will be able to call in from your phone or listen in online. All of that information is on the website, but the deadline to enroll is January 31st. So please spread the word. I think that's it. My law office website is callrossiwilliams.com. But again, you can access the separate law office site from feelthefire.com. Our task for today is that I want you to inspire. That's an active verb, an action word. Inspire or edify at least one person every day, today and over the weekend, one different person. Do what it takes. Maybe that's to pray with them. Maybe that's just to say a kind word. Maybe it's to visit someone whom you haven't visited, maybe in a nursing home, a shelter. Take a plate to a homeless person. Pay for someone's groceries. Call your family. Do something. Do something. Don't just sit at home and say, I'm praying for people. Every day, today and over the weekend, to inspire somebody's life. Take them, help them to go to their better than to their best days yet. I will see you Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You ain't seen your best days yet, but I'm telling you, it's all right. Your change is gonna come. Morning Motivation. Have a great weekend. You ain't seen your best days yet. I love you.